There's a famous kasha in Sfiras HaOmer. The Chinuch writes that the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer, and it's mashma like this in Iran at the end of Psochem, the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is not necessarily tied to the Karban HaOmer, but the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is the counting of the days to Shavuos, to Matan Torah in Har Sinai. In fact, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, is Sfira Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Karban, is Sfira a Mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa today, or is it only a Durabana? And most of the Achrayim write that if Toli Hobaha, if the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is the counting from the Omer, from the Karban HaOmer that's brought the second day of Pesach, until you bring the Mincha Chadasha on the day of Shavuos, and that's really the Pesukim in this week's Parsha. That's how it sounds like in the Pesukim in this week's Parsha. You count it from, again, the Minchas HaOmer, which is brought from barley, from Se'orim, from Michael the Hema. You count that until you can bring the Mincha Chadasha, the new Mincha, because, as Rashi says in this week's Parsha, that it's the first, I think Rashi says, it's the first carbon that's brought from chitim, right, from wheat. So you count those days, you yearn to those days, you count those days between. So bizman hazeh, where there's no carbon, there's no mincha sa'im, there's no mincha chadasha, so then the tzvi would be drabanan. What about those who hold that tzvira sa'im, the counting that we do every night, is a Doraisa. They hold it's not totally in the carbon. So even Bizman HaZeh, where there's no carbon, there's a mitzvah say Doraisa count. It wasn't totally in. It's Klal Yisrael's way the Chinuch writes, it's their pining, their yearning, their wanting and willing desire for Shavuos, for Matan Torah. So they're counting from the second day of Pesach till Shavuos. Why Pesach to Shavuos? I understand you count to Shavuos. But why begin Pesach? Begin this year Shavuos. Begin, I don't know, begin a few days earlier. Begin a hippie early. Why Pesach? Because it's two levels of freedom. First we leave Mitzrayim, and now I enter the real world of freedom, the Cheres Olam of Matan Torah. First I become Ois, Eved Paro. I become no longer the servant of Paro, the slave of Paro. But now I have to enter a new servitude. To what? To become the Eved Hashem. But be the Eved Hashem, that's Cheres. Because the Eved Melech is a Melech. When you're the Eved of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the freest person in the world. So it's the culmination, really, Shavuos, is the culmination, is the end of Pesach. And I yearn it so much that I count the days from Shavuos all the way to Pesach. And that's the Doraisa. And that's the Chinuch. The Chinuch brings a Pasuk, a Mefurish Pasuk, and Moshe Rabbeinu, his first time he was on Har Sinai by the snare. So V'hoyelecha ha'ois, V'zelecha ha'ois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. This is going to be the sign. What's the sign? That V'hotzi'acha esa'am in Mitzrayim. When you bring out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, Ta'avdun es'elkim al ha'arazeh. You are going to serve, all of Klal Yisrael will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain. That means the Besura of Shavuos, of Har Sinai, of Matan Torah, was way before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now he says, the beautiful Chinuch, the entire purpose of Pesach, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was for one thing, and that was for Shavuos. Yetzias Mitzrayim without Shavuos is meaningless. Think about that. And if you look around the world, it's strange, because they do have Pesach, and they don't have Shavuos. You know, it's a strange thing. They feel you could have a freedom, a Yetzias Mitzrayim, without a Matan Torah. It's impossible. Well, Dayenu means that it's enough of a Toiv for us to say thank you. But it's meaningless in that sense, in the overall sense. So, every step along the way, you have to be makir the Toiv. But it's only when I have the full thing. So, again, it's a meaningless thing. And he says, the chinuch, beautiful words, the ikar toiva, the tachlis, this is the zoshen, klaima, shetikabu ha teira. The purpose of Yetzias Yisrael is that you should kabu teira. Shehi ha ikar ha gado. That is the great fundamental. Shebeshvil zeh heim nigalim. Because of Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim. V'tachlis ha-toyv shalem. That is the ultimate good. Yisroos. The inyan gadol lahem yoyseh ben acheres me'avdus. And that's even greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, so the person that spends days cleaning the house from chametz, and we all do, and spending a lot of money on matzah and wine, and buying new clothing for Pesach, all new food, utensils. It's really a full turnaround. It's a whole new world. You know, and the truth of the matter is, when you enter your house on Pesach, it's a whole new house. It's something which conceptually you don't see by going at all. It's a whole new house. Everything. The kitchen is different. The food is different. The utensils are different. The table is different at this time. You cover the table. You know, who knows how many layers. You know, all the bedding is fresh. All the floors are washed. The carpet's swept. The walls are washed. The front of the house is nice. The car is cleaned. I mean, it's all at once. You walk in to Pesach, Leil HaSeder. It's all new. And we spend literally every family thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours, if not more. For what? For Pesach. And then you stay up late at that Seder. People sappy, you just try singing. The first 2 days of Pesach, you have to say at least six times you say Hallel. You know, if you say it by Maariv. You know, with singing it. Yeah, it's day after day, and throughout the whole Chavay, the Simcha of it. It's wonderful. It's nothing compared to Shavuos. And the whole thing is just a preparation. The beginning to Shavuos. Of course, when it comes to Shavuos, people don't spend that money, unfortunately. They don't have that attitude and spend the time preparing for it. But B'nai Torah do. And that's the main serious argument. And that's the mitzvah d'oraisa every night. The Mekayim when you count. The day of the Omer. You count in another day towards Matan Torah. But comes the question. How do you count? How are you supposed to count? Now, we count for instance, the days that are passing. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 7 days, 8 days, which is a week and a day, you know, v'chule. If a person would be in jail, well, later, and he's counting the days to his freedom, to the time that he's going to be fully free, and they tell him in 50 days from now, how would he count? I know most people count down. 50, 49, 48, 47. You know, we know countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You know, you count that. Over here, you're counting up. And the question is why? And the chinuch himself writes, it's like a person. When we count, it's like a person who's yearning for that ultimate freedom. He says, like an eved. It's a pasuk in Eich, I believe. An eved yishuv letzel. He's yearning for some type of shelter to get out. And over here, and therefore you count up, he writes. And therefore you count up. You should start counting down. What's the pshat? So it's a very big yisoid in Sphere Saima. And it's kedai for everyone to know it. If you don't really know it, you're not counting. You're not counting. Watch this. I'll give you a simple muscle. At the end of 30 days, so, I'm going to give you $1 million. So what happens is you start counting the days, the hours, the days, you know, 30 days, 29, 28, 27, you know, you count down. At the end, you got your $1 million. If I tell you that I'm going to give you $10,000 a day for 30 days, what do you start doing? You start counting 10,000. That was one. Oh, 33,000, sorry. 33,000, 66,000, 99,000, right? 132,000, 165,000. You know, like that. You start counting, you count up. What's the difference? And that's the Teva Adam. Think about it. If I tell you at the end, you're going to work. You know? Work for me. Mr. Aronov, you work for me. Right? You pray to me, so you might as well work for me. You work for me 30 days, and I'm going to give you at the end $1 million. He starts thinking, $1 million? So how many days left to get the $1 million? Again, you cross off 30, 29, 28. They have, they say, in the jails, you know, the old-time jails and the cells, you can see the countdown, you know, crossing out, the crossing out of the days. So they count down. So you count down. 30, 29, 28. If I tell you, every day you work for me, 30 days wise, every day of it, you're going to get 33,000. So what are you going to do? You surely count up. They're going to say, counting down, you're counting up towards it. Adarav, you wish you'd go past it. You wish you'd go 31, 35, 30, you know, 36, 40, 50. Well, you're counting the money. What's the difference? Why psychologically is it different? The answer is, Mr. Majewski, Jr., the answer is that in the first case, the days are days of separation. I'm here. I have ultimately my goal over here. I have to wait 30 days to get it. There's a hefsek. There's a separation between me and this that I want. So what am I trying to do every day? I'm getting closer. It's getting closer. Getting closer. The gap is getting smaller. It was a 30-day gap. It's a 29 gap. 28 gap. 27 gap. 26. Until finally you hit it. That's counting down. When there's a gap, you count down. In the other case, there's no gap between this and my goal. Every day is being part of the goal. I'm earning today, 33. I'm earning tomorrow, another 33. And the next day, another 33. Every day is an accomplishment of my goal. Is the next step in its accomplishment. Until I reach the ultimate that day. And wow, I reached it in 49 days. By the way, maybe it would have been 79 days and less money per day. It could have been technically many other days and less money a day. I'm reaching my goal. Every day is part of my goal, not a separation from my goal. It's an attainment of the goal. You know, it's similar, lahavdil, to when you're going on a trip. The difference between taking the scenic route and the highway. When you take the highway from the point of departure to the port of destination, yeah, there's a lot of hours and a lot of miles. And it's very boring. And how many more hours to go? Remember that? Yeah, how many? Are we there? You don't have children yet, but are we there? You know, 4 minutes into the ride, and the 8-hour ride, you know, are we almost there? How many more minutes to go? And it's amazing how you can say half an hour, you know, for 5 or 8 hours worth, you know. But that's what it is. It's closing the gap. Because the trip itself is not what I want. It's not what I need. It's not what I'm interested in. But when you take the scenic route, so there it's not, what am I going to get there? I'm there. I'm step one. Look what's here, look what's here, look what's here, look what's there. You know, I just keep on going. It's I'm utilizing the time. It's utilization of the time. It's the accomplishment. There, it could be the fakert. Yeah. Every hour it pierces, I mean, like sometimes I wish it wouldn't pierce yet. I can't believe we got here so fast. I can't believe we're there already. Because there was accomplishment every step along the road. It wasn't a gap. The scenic route versus the highway. The working, the earning, the accomplishment versus the gap. That's what the chinuch says. The chinuch is saying, you count up, you don't count down. Because the Yemei HaOmer is not a gap in time between Pesach and Shavuos. It's a time of accomplishment where every day I'm getting another step into Matan Torah. Every day I'm getting another kinyan into it. Every day there's another accomplishment. Every day there's another growth. And I'm further ahead in life. There's another besikas on Torah. Enjoyment of Torah. Another level of Torah. Nevertheless, he counted. Why am I counting? Because of my she'ifa for Matan Torah. So we count up. So unbelievable you said it. But which means that Yemei HaSvira makes a demand on everybody. It makes a demand that there's daily growth. It could be, maybe throughout the year, when people grow, so they can grow by the month. They can grow sometimes, you know, every 2 weeks. They can grow by the week. You don't see growth all the time. Sometimes it's 6 months. Some people it's a decade, but it's hard to do that in a year. But yeah, it takes this growth. In Yemei HaSvira, there's a demand, daily growth. That not just others can see it, that I can see my own growth. I can say, tonight, I'm a step further accomplished than last night in my Liban HaTorah. And I'm 2 steps more accomplished than 2 nights ago. And I can't say that conceptually, I'm not being Sefer Reimer. I'm not really counting. It's not another $33,000. In other words, it's $33,000 a day, 30 days. Day 16, I didn't work, I didn't earn. I didn't grow, I didn't count. Think about that. Day 20, I didn't put a lot of effort in it. I partially worked, I partially grew. It's a half a count. That's not real counting. Sfiraso demands, again, every day a full count. That means a full growth that's nicker. From Shavuos all the way to, from Pesach all the way to Matan Torah. And that's, according to many Rishonim, that's a Doraisa of counting. Really, that's what we mentioned one time. That's the depth of the pasuk in Tehillah. L'mnoisa meinu kein hoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to count our days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us, guided us. V'navi, and will bring levav chachma. That will bring wisdom to the heart. Counting brings a wisdom to the heart. And why is counting bring a wisdom to the heart? The answer is, counting means there's an accomplishment. That there's a full day. There's something in it. You know, many people, I know people, you know people, they're not in this room right now, but there are many people, yeah, they get up, they can write the diary. They get up, it's 10, it's 11 o'clock, they eat breakfast, hear what's doing, walk in, do a basic measure, show whatever else they're doing, Ben Hazman, all the Zman, makes no difference. Yeah, they eat lunch, they rest, maybe they learn a little bit, they do this, they do that, they take a drive, they dive in maybe, they're gonna eat supper, they show up here, they show up there, they talk to their friends, they converse, they spend time. You know, it's a day, it really is. Not much you can put in your diary about that day. But it's a day. If it's a day that you can't write in your diary of Ruchnius, in your diary talk of Shabbos about that day, that's not a day you count. It's not a counted day. It's a day that's not a counted day. And many people throughout their whole lives have days that they can't count. It's an amazing thing. I've watched, sometimes you get to pick and see somebody's diary, empty, real empty. It's almost as big as my appointment book. It's empty. There's nothing there. That's L'mnoza Meinu Kein Hoida V'Navi Levav Chachma. If you want to make some type of Kinyan and Torah on Yom HaShavuos, on Yom Matan Torah Seinu, you got to count. That means you got to accomplish each and every day. And then you're going to reach the Tachlis HaTorah. Just want to remind everybody that there's a Kpeda tomorrow and till the end. And you may have Svira on, hopefully forever and ever. 7 days a week over here. There's Shir tomorrow. There are two Shir tomorrow. And there's a Chumash Shir before, half an hour before Mincha Friday afternoon. We asked the Eilim to please come to it and be part of it. It's the greatest thing. And Rambam and Tzmashu and Griz and Smafurish, that there's a parallel between Lachana for Shabbos and Lachana for Shavuos. The same Lashon in Chazal is that a person is, the Lashon is, that he's Yeshev U'mitzapa Likras HaMelech. If you look in Rashi in Parshas Yisroel, when it talks about by Matan Torah, so it says over there that Klai Yisroel were Yeshev U'mitzapim Likras HaMelech Malchi HaMochem. Ritzoneinu Liras is Malkeinu. They said it's our Ritzon to see the Melech, our Melech. That's the Achana L'Mei Shavuos. Rambam in Shabbos says a person should mekabel Shabbos earlier. How? He should be Yoishev U'mitzapa Likras HaMelech. Same Lashon by Har Sinai. So it's a wonderful thing that we're going to institute it and push it, encourage it, and encourage your friends that a half an hour before the Shabbos, especially by Yimei HaShavuos, through Alim and Atayra, learning Parshas HaShavua is no greater expression of Ritzoneinu Liras HaSmalkeinu.